Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff, in for Joe Donahue. Former U.S. Senator and New York Times bestselling author Byron Dorgan's latest book, co-authored with former Air Force cryptographer David Hagberg, is entitled Blowout. Here are the basics of the book. America is on the brink of crisis. Unless we can curb our appetite for foreign oil, petroleum-rich countries and speculators will bring our economy to its knees long before CO2 emissions will devastate our ecosystem. The president has answered the call with the Dakota District Initiative, a top-secret research team hidden deep in the badlands of North Dakota. The initiative is developing a way to produce clean energy from coal. But powerful enemies will stop at nothing to sabotage this new technology. Senator Byron Dorgan joins us now to talk about the book. Senator Dorgan, a pleasure to have you on the roundtable.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Well, I tell you what, this novel is very much a thriller, and I'll give you a standard operating procedure for those of us in media not named Joe Donahue. We pick up a book, we skim through it, we take a few notes, we ask a few questions. However, this one, I picked it up last night, could not put it down, thank you, and I'm only about halfway through, so I plead with you not to give away the ending. Please.
Well, this is the first of a two-book series, by the way, called Eco Thrillers.
Yep.
And I think it's a pretty exciting book, and it's also one where you can put some ideas into the public consciousness through fiction. We face a couple of big challenges. Number one, speculators in these oil markets drive up prices. There's no excuse at this point for the price of gasoline. It's just pure speculation. And number two, we're too dependent on foreign oil. So the premise of this book is, what if we were right on the edge in a top-secret facility of creating and finding a new way to produce energy that costs very little, abundant energy at very low cost? Who would it threaten, and how would they try to stop it? And so begins the process of their trying to destroy this facility. And this tale, by the way, it weaves its way from the badlands of North Dakota to the Oval Office and the White House to Cuba to Venezuela and beyond. So I think it's a great book.
You know, the story centers on these new energy technologies, or part of it. And in your career in Washington, you know, you certainly were connected to some of these. Now, you write of scientists understanding the language of bacteria and then talking to coal-eating bacteria that produce methane. It sounds very realistic, at least to me. How much of this, in your experience, is based on real stuff that's going on?
You know, in some ways, truth is stranger than fiction. And, this is one approach. And there is work going on developing synthetic microbes that go underground and chew through coal seams and leave methane in their wake. That there is work on that. That we've got people in national laboratories working on projects to create liquid fuel from thin air. Think of it. You know, I mean, that's stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
And I think in the long run, we probably will look back on a time when we pulled oil out of the ground and used coal the way we currently use it. It's kind of archaic. And it's pretty hard sometimes to see those major changes. There's this book called Black Swan, which talks about the impact of the highly improbable. You know, those are the tails on a bell curve that you can never really see. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with it, an internet, cell phones, GPS. And all of a sudden, you know, something no one predicted happens.
We are talking to former U.S. Senator and New York Times bestselling author Byron Dorgan. The latest book is a thriller. It is called Blowout. He wrote it with former U.S. Air Force cryptographer David Hagberg. One of the fears in this novel is that a methane blowout would be a million times worse in terms of atmospheric damage than a large coal-burning plant. Is this something that scientists doing this sort of thing are actually really worried about?
Well, not in current experimentation, but there's always questions about methane is a very interesting fuel, and you can produce almost any other liquid fuel. But we heightened the anticipation of the thriller in that portion of the book just a bit. As you know, the book has some great characters. We've got a county sheriff who was a war hero and lost a leg and came back to his home county and ran for sheriff. We've got a young newspaper reporter from a local area who kind of sniffs out the intrigue and the top secret nature of things. And some of the characters, as I indicated, are going to flow through to the next book in this two-book series.
Those left alive.
What's that?
Those left alive at the end of this book.
You know, there are going to be a few funerals in this book. Yeah, I mean, we've created some pretty bad people as well, funded by folks that want to destroy that which we're doing. And so I had not written fiction before, and David Hagberg is a really good, skilled writer in fiction. So I wrote two books prior, and one of them was on the bestseller list, New York Times bestseller list. David Hagberg has had the work on the bestseller list. But I had not done fiction before. And, you know, Hemingway once said, genius is in the seventh draft. Well, we never quite got to seven drafts, but it sure did feel like it.
Tell me about the collaboration with David Hagberg, because obviously he's an old hand at writing thrillers, and he's got background in mm-hmm. the military. You have a raft of experience in different areas. Take us into that actual writing process for Blow.
Well, I have a lot of experience in energy, especially. I chaired the Senate panel that funded all of the government-funded energy projects in the country and also funded all the national laboratories. And so, you know, I have a lot of experience in that area. David has a lot of experience in some other areas, and we collaborated. This idea, by the way, came from the publisher to my agent for the first two books. He said, we have a publisher who believes you put things into the public consciousness through fiction, and he'd like you to co-author a two-book series called Eco-Thrillers. And so that it just came to me. And so David and I collaborated in Washington, D.C., down at his area, down in Sarasota, Florida, by phone, email. We'd write, and then we'd edit and write and edit, and It was a really fruitful and enjoyable time for me to do this.
You know, you mentioned at the start of the interview that there are really underlying environmental and economic themes. In a few words, what message are you really trying to get across here?
Well, the message simply is, number one, where we are today is really unsustainable in the long term. You think about this, you know, the three largest reserves of oil in the world are Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq. You know, 90% of our transportation fuel needs in this country are coming from derivatives of oil. And we know that in China and India, there are going to be probably 300 or 400 million additional automobiles in the future looking for a gas station once a week. None of this adds up very much, and we've been doing this for 100 years. So we're going to move to new ways to use energy that both protect our environment and the planet, but also find new energy in other sources so we are no longer dependent on countries that don't like us for our energy. And by the way, enough American dollars spills from that barrel of oil we buy from some of those countries to fund terrorism, which is kind of a bad result of it all as well.
So, you know, you bring up the point in the book, and I have no idea if the numbers are dead on, but that there's enough coal here in this country to power our needs for 400 or 500 years. Are you a strong proponent of clean coal technology?
Well, first of all, we can't use all that coal because burning coal puts a prodigious amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and causes very serious problems for the planet. So the question is, how could you use the most abundant resource, coal, in a way that doesn't release CO2? And the plot of this book in a top-secret government facility will describe how that is possible. And, you know, I really do think that you can't turn your back on the most abundant resource you have, but by the same token, we can't use it the way we use it now. So we found other ways, and it is not so fanciful, although, you know, no one has yet found ways for us to communicate with the bacteria that you would use to eat through the coal seam. We do now know that bacteria actually communicate one to another with what is called quorum sensing, which no one had ever known before. So this, I think people will find this book, aside from the thrilling portion of it, I think they'll find it fascinating, the kinds of things we've written about, some of which is going on in national laboratories.
Indeed, and wonderful descriptive phrases about North Dakota. I want to go visit North Dakota now.
Oh, listen, North Dakota is a beautiful place. As you know, I represented North Dakota 30 years in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. The Badlands of North Dakota, which is the area where I am from, out in the southwestern corner of North Dakota, we raised some horses out there, and I rode a lot in the Badlands of North Dakota. It's breathtaking and spectacular. It's where Teddy Roosevelt spent a fair amount of time prior to becoming president. He had a ranch in the Badlands of North Dakota.
Former U.S. Senator and New York Times bestselling author Byron Dorgan is with us. We're talking about the new book, Blowout, and a great read it is. In your estimation, and only asking for your opinion here, are we closer to a CO2 tipping point or having our economy brought to its knees, as you guys say in your pre-press publicity for this book?
Yeah, well, the combination here is interesting, economy and the environment. I mean, every time we come to this new intersection, the issue is not just where are we going to get the energy. The question is how do we at the same time protect the planet, because we've got to be concerned about that. I think we've gone through a period where the economy nearly collapsed, and that's I wrote about that in the second book I wrote called Reckless. So we've spent a lot of time worrying about trying to pick the economy back up and put it back on track, and a little less time than we should have, how to put together a good energy policy that protects the planet at the same time. So we're still dependent on foreign oil, far too dependent. We still bob on the water of speculators setting the price of gasoline. We're the victims when you drive to the gas pump. There is no justification for gasoline being $4 a gallon at this point, and yet speculators drive it there. So we've got a lot of work to do to come up with good, effective public policy for this country in the area of energy.
Any ideas about getting back into politics?
You know what, I did that, and I loved it. It was a great, great privilege. You know, very few people get to the United States Senate as a senator, and it's hard to get there and also very hard to leave. But I didn't want to stay there. I was there a long time, but you know what, I just decided there are other things in life I want to do as well. And I left while I still have a lot of time to do them. I'm teaching and writing and consulting and just doing a lot of things with nonprofits. I'm enjoying myself a lot.
Senator Dorgan, you mentioned a two-book contract. The second book, can you give us a preview?
Not yet. We're getting close, though, because we've done a lot of writing on it already. But you and I will have to talk about that when it gets close. I'd love to do it then.
Fair enough. Now, are there movie options here?
Well, I mean, obviously the contracts that we've signed have movie options, and every author kind of hopes somebody will make a movie of their book, but who knows? There's a lot of good material out there for movies, and I would be willing, by the way, to put a character in my next book with movie options if you wanted, named, what would it be named, Ray?
Ray would be great. Ray,
yeah,
Graff,
okay.
He'd be a strapping lad.
Maybe the second book has a Ray character that we won't kill off. We'll actually make him a hero.
You know, I tell you, my son, I was sitting with my son last night. I was reading. He said, "What are you reading?" I said, "Oh, I'm reading this great book. You'd love it. There are a lot of explosions." And he said, "Oh, I've got to read that next." And I said, "You're only 9. I think it's probably not time for you to read Senator Dorgan's book at this time."
This is a little saltier language, as you've observed, than the first two books I wrote about economic policy.
It must be fun for you.
Well, it really is. I mean, it just stretches your imagination, and it's fun to do something different and accept a new challenge. So I've really enjoyed this.
Well, I've enjoyed this as well. Blowout is the new book by Senator Byron Dorgan and David Hagberg. It's available now from Forge Books. Senator Dorgan, it was a pleasure. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks a lot. And this is in the bookstore, and it's available on Amazon, and you can download it to Kindle. And I think people are going to enjoy this. And thanks for having me on, Ray.
And thanks for not giving away the ending. I'll be finishing it up tonight.
All right, good. Thanks so much.
Yep. The name again of the book is Blowout. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.